I'm not worthy to stand up here, especially after the preaching we've heard this morning. I'm not worthy, not one bit, to stand behind this pulpit, but I thank you, Brother Poncho, for opening up and letting me stand and preach God's Word once again. If you would be turned to your Bible to 1 Kings chapter number 18. 1 Kings chapter number 18 is where we'll be taking our text from, and we're going to be over. If you want to put your finger in there, it'll be a few minutes before we get there. But in Ezekiel chapter number 47, in Ezekiel chapter number 47, and 1 Kings chapter 18, starting in verse 41, and I'm just going to go ahead and get right into the Word, because I don't have a whole lot of time. The Bible says, "And Elisha said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of an abundance of rain." There is a sound of an abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elisha went up to the top of Mount Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, and put his face between his knees, and said unto his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." And he went up and looked, and said, "There is nothing." And he said, "Go again seven times." And it came to pass on the seventh time. Now, if you know anything about your Bible, that number seven stands for God's completeness. God's completeness, that number seven does. But it said in verse number 44, "And it came to pass the seventh time that he said, Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot and get thee down, for the rain stop thee not." Let's pray this morning. Heavenly Father, I want to come to you, Lord, for the next few minutes, Lord. And I pray, oh God, that you'd settle my nerves, Lord. I pray, oh Lord, that you'd anoint me in the Holy Ghost, Lord, that you give me power to stand behind your sacred desk, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would not let your words fall on deaf ears tonight or this morning, Lord. But I pray, oh God, that you'd walk amongst the pews, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'd send your convicting spirit down, Lord, to touch each and every heart that fills your house this morning. Lord, we're going to thank you and we're going to praise you, Lord, for what's done here this morning, Lord. We already thank you, Lord, for what you've already done. But in Jesus' name, we ask these things, and we'll give you all the glory and the honor. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I want to come to you with a message, and here's the title: What Happens When It Rains. What happens when it rains? Now, I've had this little short passage of Scripture right here on my heart since about last night, since I had nailed it down that the Lord was going to let me come here this morning. But sitting right back there on that third pew, right there on the right-hand side, the Lord gave me another part to this message over there in Ezekiel chapter number 47. And I'm going to give you that this morning. But before I get there, I want to give you this right here in Elijah, so you'll know where I'm talking about when I get to Ezekiel. Right here, we come to this passage of Scripture in 1 Kings. We're talking about Elisha. We know how his great ministry was. He prayed fire down from heaven in this chapter right here. And now we see this great rain. He says, "I hear the sound of an abundance of rain." Not that he seen it, but that he heard it. And I want to say that's exactly how the house of God ought to be. It ought to be when we come to the house of God. Amen. That rain is a symbol of the Spirit of God in our Bible. Anytime you see that water, it ought to be a symbol and a red flag unto us. That ought to be the Spirit of God. And we see it here. He said he heard the sound of an abundance of rain. I want to tell you, Blue Ridge Baptist Church, it ought to be when the man of God stands up to preach and to preach God's Word, you ought to hear a little bit of rain start to trickle on the roof of the house of God. When that choir gets up to sing, you ought to hear just a little bit of that rain start to trickle on your heart's door. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. When somebody gets up in the Holy Ghost and begins to testify, maybe that faithful one that sits on the pew, maybe they don't preach, maybe they're not a holding position in the church, but they're always faithful to their spot. They begin to testify, you can hear the sound of the abundance of rain coming. And I want to say, when God's people will get on their knees, just like Elijah did here, he said, the Bible says that he put his face between his knees and told his servant to go up. When God's people will get on their face before God, when they'll get on the altar, you might begin to hear that rain start to fall. But I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. This is Jubilee, ain't it? We're supposed to be joyful in that. We're supposed to have faith and rejoice in that. But I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. And the servant said that he went up seven times, and there is nothing. There was nothing when he went up all seven times. I believe that a servant there of Elijah, got a little weary probably about the fifth time he headed up that mountain to go see if there was anything. He probably got a little weary, probably thinking to himself, "Elijah, I don't know why you're making me walk all the way up this mountain one more time. I don't know why you're making chimney, make it straight one more time. My legs are just about shot. I can't really feel my feet. I've done got blisters on the bottom of my heel. And I don't know what you're doing making me do this for. But about that seventh time, he got up there and he seen that cloud. He said, oh, praise the Lord. I got to go tell the man of God what God's getting ready to do. And he went down and he told the man of God that there was a little cloud like the size of a man's hand. And that's exactly what we need to do. We need to get on our faces before God, even though we don't understand, even though we don't realize maybe what's going on in the lives around us, or maybe we feel like that everybody don't understand our situation. But the Lord tells us to get on our face before God. And if you want to see God move, that's exactly what we're going to have to do. You can look back, like Brother Sammy said, down through the ages of time, and any of those great revivals or great meetings that you've seen in times past, it all started with the prayers of God's people. God's people getting themselves right and getting on their face before an almighty God and praying that the Holy Ghost of God come down and worship with and be with his people. And we see this here in Elijah. Here's the sound of the abundance of rain. Spurgeon said it this way: it's good to have a habit of prayer, but it is better to have the spirit of prayer. There's a difference in having a habit of prayer. We'll go and sit down in a meal here in just a little while, and we'll pray before that meal. We'll pray before we come to the house of God. We'll pray when we lay our head down at the pillow at night. And that's having a habit of prayer. That's good, but it's better to have the spirit of prayer. And there is a great big difference in the two. But if you'll go with me over to Ezekiel chapter number 47. Ezekiel chapter number 47, and keep that sound of the abundance of rain and that rain in mind as we go to Ezekiel here 47. And the Bible says this in verse number 1. It says, afterward he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued from under the threshold of the house eastward, and the forefront of the house stood toward the east. And the waters came down from under from the right side of the house and the south side of the altar. Now jump down with me to verse 3. And it says, and when the man that had in it the line in his hand went forth eastward, and he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles. Now this water here, and the title of my message, keep it in mind, what happens when it rains? What happens when it rains? We already hear that sound of an abundance of rain coming. But when the Lord sends rain, when the Lord sends the Holy Ghost down in power and starts to bless and starts to move, we find ourselves right here in Ezekiel chapter number 47, that when it rains, the waters begin to rise. The waters flow from the pulpit, from God's New Testament, Ark of God, start to flow, and God's Holy Spirit begins to manifest himself in God's people. The waters begin to rise, and that's when you see God's people either get in or they'll get out. They get a little nervous when God starts to move. And it said here that he brought me through the waters, and the waters was to the ankles. Now, some people don't want a whole lot of God. Some people sit in our churches today and their toenails ain't even damp. That's what Brother Tony Hudson said about it. Their toenails ain't even damp, and they'll get out of the house of God when God starts to move. But some of us want to get in there ankle deep just a little bit. And about that time we start to get ankle deep, we say, we kind of like this. This feels kind of good. Maybe if I can get in just a little bit deeper. And it says in verse 4, it says, and he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. And now we get in just a little bit deeper. God's beginning to bless just a little bit more. And we start to get in just a little knee deep. And I want to go ahead and give you this before we go any further, that when you get underwater, if you know anything about water, if it's not real clear, you'll get in the water and that's all you can see is somebody. If they're standing ankle deep, you can see them from the ankles up. And then you'll get in just knee deep, and all you can see them is from the knees up. And then when you get in the next verse, or at the latter part of verse number 4, it says, and the waters were to the loins, and it was loin deep. It was to chest deep. And then you begin to see more of God than you do of the man. You begin to see when the Lord begins to fill you up. When the Lord gives in into your heart and starts to manifest himself in you, you begin to get more of God in you than there is of you yourself. You let God manifest himself in your life and use you, there'll be less of you and more of him. And that's should be our desire of any of our Christian walk, is to walk with him and let God manifest himself in our lives, that there ought to be more of him than there is of us. And it goes on in verse 5. It says, afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not not pass over. For the waters were risen, the waters to swim in. A river that could not be passed over. I'm thankful that there are them times when there's waters for me to swim in. Yes. There ain't none of me left. It's all God. Yes. I want to tell you, I thank the Lord for those times when there's waters for me to swim in. And I don't have to just be satisfied with walking around in ankle deep. But I can get in knee deep. I can get in loin deep. And I can get in over my head. Pull out there with, I can launch out into deep waters and get out there with God. Where it's just me and Him, where I can spend some time with Him. I'm thankful for that tonight, or this morning, excuse me. But let's read on in verse 6, and I'll give you three short things. And he said unto me, Son of man, thou hast seen this. And he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river there were many trees. I want to say something about them trees in just a second. And on the one side and on the other. And then he said unto me, the waters issued out toward the east country and go down to the desert. Unto the desert. Now there's something about that desert as well. And go into the sea and bringeth... And brought forth unto the sea, the waters shall be healed. These waters are healing waters, he said. That's right. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever, the river shall come and live, and there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters come thither, and they shall be healed. And everything that live, whether the river cometh. So the first thing we see when there is an abundance of rain, what happens when it rains? First we see that the dried things begin to have life again. The dried up church members begin to have life again. They begin to get in there ankle deep and they start to have life again. And it says in Revelation chapter number 22 and verse number 17, it says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. And then over in John chapter number, excuse me, wrong marking there. In John, if I can get my marker here. I didn't have marking. I was sitting on that pew there, and the Lord was giving me this as you was preaching, Brother Jared. I'm sorry if I didn't get a hold. I know you preached on grace, and it was a good message, but the Lord was speaking to me, and I had to listen. But in John chapter number 4 and verse number 13, it says, Jesus answered unto her and said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst again. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And I'm thankful for that today. Now I got to get back to Ezekiel. I lost my place there. Back to Ezekiel chapter 47. And we read on. Look with me in verse number 12. After we find that when the waters begin to rise, there's life. Then not only is there life, but there's growth. Look in verse 12. Amen. And by the river upon the bank thereof on the side, and on that side shall grow all trees of meat, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. And it shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. I want to say, when you see the waters, when it starts to rain, when God's Spirit starts to come down, not only is there old things that begin to have life again, but those that already have life begin to grow. They begin to produce new fruit. They begin to grow for the Lord. And I'm thankful for that. Yeah, he's done mentioned how the church here at Blue Ridge has begun to prosper, has begun to have new life, young people coming in back to the church once again. And I want to say, that's where life is. It starts young. It starts tender, and then it begins to grow on up. And then we see here in Psalms chapter number 1 and verse number 3, the Bible says this. Sorry, I don't have these marked. Psalms chapter 1 and verse number 3, and he said, be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I want to say we need to be just like this tree planted by the rivers of water, growing. We need to grow in grace. That's what Paul said. And we need to grow in His Word. We need to labor in His Word and grow in the grace of God. So not only do we see that there is life and there is growth, but then there is a promise. And we see that in verse number 14. It says, "And ye shall inherit it as well as another concerning the which I have lifted up mine hand and give it unto your fathers, and the land shall fall unto you for your inheritance." Now this promise here, you might thinking, what in the world is this? Well, anytime we see a great rain come, God promised us way back there in the book of Genesis that He would put a bow in the sky. Yeah, and that is God's promise to us. He would never destroy the earth with water again. And we see God's promise. But then He also says right here that we shall inherit something. That we shall inherit these things. And in Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 11, the Bible says this. If I can flip there. Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 11. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 11. The Bible says, "In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will." And then in 1 Peter chapter number 4, I believe. I'm sorry, y'all, that I'm having to flip. In 1 Peter, not chapter 4, chapter 1, verse 4, excuse me, "to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." So I'm thankful that tonight, that when the waters begin to rise, when it begins to rain, we can get in God's Word. When the waters begin to rise, we can get in just as much of God as we want. We can get in and we can have life in God's Word. We can have life in what God says. We can have life in the Spirit of the Lord that dwells in us. And we can grow in that. We can have a life in that. We can produce fruit, be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. And we can produce fruit in our lives. And not only that, we have a promise that one day we'll have an inheritance. And it's undefiled. It's incorruptible. And it fades not away, and it is reserved in heaven for you. I'm thankful when it begins to rain. I know it's been a rainy few days, the last few days that we've had, but I'm thankful for them because it reminds me of just how God manifests Himself in my life. How when it rains, Brother Stinnett Blue said it like this. He said about prayer and about rain. He's like, if you're going to stand out in the rain, you got to stand out there a little while if you're going to get wet. You got to pray just a little while if you're going to get God on you. But you can't stand out in the rain very long before you'll get wet. So you got to be in prayer for a short time before God will get on you. And that's exactly how we get God's presence in our lives. That's exactly how we get God's anointing on our lives. How we produce that fruit is to get along with God. And I want to challenge you here this morning through the rest of the day and on this 50th year jubilee here at Blue Ridge Baptist Church. If you'll get on your face and pray before God, you'll start to see the abundance and you'll begin to hear the sound of the abundance of rain.